You're listening to Focus on the Bible.
One of our subscribers has sent in a question that's really good. Wayne asks, does the Bible really say that good little boys go to heaven and bad little boys go to hell? Wayne's question reminds me of my good friend, Dr. Birbal Boodram, who says that he was instructed that good little boys go to heaven and bad little boys go to hell so many times when he was little that he often wondered, where do all the little girls go? But haven't we all come to believe that at a point in life, probably when we were young? Because so many people were telling us that you had to be good to go to heaven. Now, their intention was probably good, but that is a really terrible thing to tell a child. It's wrong in so many ways. So the answer to our question is no, the Bible never says that good little boys go to heaven, nor does the Bible ever say that bad little boys go to hell. And the two together in one place in one Bible verse is just never found. Let's break this down. And it's a good thing the Bible doesn't say good little boys go to heaven and bad little boys go to hell. Let's talk about this. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 20 says, there is not a just man on the earth that doeth good. The reason it's a good thing the Bible doesn't say that good little boys go to heaven is there are no good little boys. Not in all the earth, the writer of Ecclesiastes says. Paul the Apostle says essentially the same thing in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 when he wrote, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, we might compare ourselves among ourselves, and one of us might very well say, well, compared to the rest of these guys, I'm pretty good. Well, compared to those guys, we might be good, but not where it counts. You see, friend, where goodness counts would be before God, and we would have to be just as good as God in order to get into God's holy heaven. Now, God doesn't have a B-plus heaven or an A-minus heaven where A-minus kinds of people go. The only heaven we have is perfect. It's holy. It's the abode of holy God. So if we ever began to think that being good is the way into heaven, well, we're off base from the beginning. Besides that, friend, being good is not the requirement for heaven. Being holy is the requirement. And clearly, we've fallen short of the bar. When God says in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, well, he tells us the standard. It's the glory of God. And none of us can reach. It's all bad. There are no good little boys in the world who are going to become good little men in the world. We've fallen short, and there's no way that we can become righteous on our own. Remember that this is about God. It's not about us with a sliding scale of goodness and righteousness coming to our conclusion that we've been good enough to get into heaven. Now, you'd have to compare your own goodness to God to see if you're good enough for heaven. And none of us are. All of us are bad, but the best news in the whole world is that Jesus paid the sin for all the bad people. The Bible says that he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. I just quoted to you 2 Corinthians 5:21. It's the double exchange that God is so willing to make. That is, that Jesus Christ came down and he took all our sin and made that his. Well, all that sin had a death penalty attached to it. And Jesus paid that death penalty at the cross. Friend, when he was on the cross, Jesus Christ knew every sin of your life. Past sin, present sin, even future sins that you and I haven't done yet, all fell on Jesus. Every one of those sins had a death penalty attached. And thank God, a death penalty is exactly what was paid on the cross. It was awful. The earth shook with the fury of God when God poured out his anger over our sin. It's as though it had been pent up inside God, and in that moment, because God is a very practical God, he heaped all the sin of all people and all time on the shoulders of his only son. The death penalty was required, and that son delivered for us. And as God's fury was poured out, the earth shook. The sun went dark in the sky and refused to shine on what was happening on that hill called Golgotha, the place of a skull. But the wrath of God poured out that day was satisfied. God won't ask us to pay any more than what was already paid for our sin. There's no manner of goodness that could ever add to what Jesus did. And the righteousness that God gives to the believer in Jesus is also completely full. Nothing that you and I could ever do that we think might be good could add one whit to the righteousness of God that came to us in the double exchange of God when he gave the believer the very righteousness of Jesus Christ. Now, friend, if you show up at the gate of heaven with the righteousness of Jesus Christ on you, well, you'll go straight in, won't you? Amen. And nothing you could ever do could add to that. And nothing bad you could ever do could take away from the righteousness of God given to you because you believed in Jesus Christ. What I'm telling you today, friend, is believing in Christ is the key of who's going to heaven and who ends up in hell. The question of your lifetime will be, did you believe in the one who paid for all that sin? You see, the fact that you and I have been bad and are bad and we fall short today of the glory of God doesn't have to be the thing that dooms us for eternal separation from God, because God loves us and God made a way that bad little boys end up in heaven. The key is if those bad little boys will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. If they believe in Jesus, God goes bananas over them. Every one of them receives the righteousness of God that's in Jesus Christ, and every one of them receives the gift of God, eternal life. Romans 6 and verse 23 says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Amen. That's why we call the gospel good news. In fact, it's not only good news, it's the best news in the whole wide world for sinners. What are we saying today? We're saying that it's never found in the Bible that good little boys go to heaven or bad little boys go to hell. There are no good little boys. They've all sinned and come short of God's glory, and they owe a death penalty to God. And all those bad little boys who are growing up to be bad little men have good news from God, that Jesus paid a death penalty for all that sin. That death penalty satisfied God's wrath forever for all our sins. And now, if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll be saved. That is, we're delivered from the wrath of God for our sin. And we get the gift of God, eternal life, all by faith alone in Jesus Christ. So the fact that we've been bad doesn't doom us, because we can be a believer in Jesus. None of us should compare ourselves among ourselves to see if we're good enough to get into God. Just go ahead and compare what you are to what God is, and you'll see that you've fallen short of the glory of God. Friend, it's very important to know that being saved doesn't mean God has given us a second chance to be good. Now, our chances are all used up. The jury's in. The verdict has been announced. We've sinned. And for that, we receive death. Ultimate death, the second death in the Bible, means eternal separation from God forever. But rather than that, what God really wanted was to take the infinite Son of God, Jesus Christ, the second member of the Trinity, that he would give his infinite life and pay a death penalty for all our sin. Man's religion comes along and says that man can whip himself into good enough shape that maybe one day he can get into a pretty good heaven for a pretty good God. And that's why religion is so broken. Religion has never worked. It could never make a bad man good. But thank God the gospel says that bad men can be made alive with God and possess eternal life right now before they ever die. So friend, let me ask you, could it be said of you that you've been religious, that you believe religious ideas, or do you accept what the Bible says? Do you accept the good news I'm bringing today, that you don't have to be a good little boy to go to heaven, because there are no good little boys? You could never attain to the glory of God. And do you accept the fact that bad little boys don't have to go to hell? Because bad little boys were loved by God, and bad little boys had all their sin paid by a perfect Redeemer, Jesus. That you could believe in him and have all your sins forgiven, and you could own everlasting life, never to be lost again, by the grace of God, through faith alone in Jesus Christ. And friend, if you know this good news from the Bible and you accept these facts today, there are a lot of people who believed the contrary. Maybe you could help them to believe in Jesus by understanding the good news of the gospel, that he paid for all our sin and rose from the dead to prove it. And now he gives eternal life and swings the gate of heaven wide open for all who believe in him. It's the best news going in all the world. And it's so good for us to talk about it, so good for us to tell it to others, because the world still lies in religious darkness under the false ideas that so many people have believed since they were children. Let's correct it for people, and let's let them all know that eternal life is by faith in Jesus plus nothing else. Amen.
Thank you for joining us to Focus on the Bible. As we wrap up this episode, I want to share an opportunity for anyone between the ages of 12 and 18. Our youth camp, Grace Farm, is kicking off its summer camp soon. Each session is a week of solid Bible teaching and adventure that shouldn't be missed out on. If you or someone you know is interested, check out our website, gracefarmonline.com, to learn more and register for camp. That's all for today, but if you have any questions or comments about this episode or another biblical topic, feel free to mail them to Focus Ministries, P.O. Box 498, Danielsville, Georgia, 30633. Thanks so much, and we hope to see you again soon.